Hi, everybody. David Donaldson here, along with Joe Martin and our special guest, Shannon Lauterstein, joining us for this week's edition of Entrepreneurial Impact. Shannon is the Director of Member Training and Broker Services for the esteemed NAR. Shannon, how you doing?
I'm good, David. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for joining us. No, I kind of make a joke because, you know, that, like that three little word right now, NAR, it's kind of like a hot topic. So I thought it would be good to kind of have you on and kind of state the case, talk to the agents, remind them what you're there for. How are you guys there for us? How do you represent us? Right? Because I think that message has been lost a little bit recently. So before we kind of go down that path, which is kind of for our audience out there, give them a little bit about your background and how did you end up in the role that you're in now?
Well, my long story is I started in real estate, in property management, working for a corporate housing company and moved over to mortgages. And then I ended up in sales and I really enjoyed the training aspect in sales. So being able to consult the clients, being, you know, giving them training as we were going through and then working towards training with, other colleagues. And 7 years ago, I became a managing broker, which was super awesome. That was my, that was really what I wanted, right? Like that was it for me, I thought. And I thought I would be a broker forever and the agents would be my clients and I would take good care of them and that was it. And I came to a point in that where I realized I still was only hitting a small number of agents. And an opportunity came up here at NAR that I found out about and I thought, wow, I can actually help a lot more agents this way. And so that's how I got here.
Awesome. Well, and we're glad you, it's always good to have one of us on the other side fighting for us, right?
Yes. Yes. And that's, I will always identify as an agent or a broker, right? Even though I am staff, like that will never go away.
So we hear NAR, National Association of Realtors, and there's a whole lot of us that are realtors, you know, not everybody that's licensed is a realtor.
Yes.
How do you tell somebody what NAR is? Because I think a lot of us just kind of take it for granted that this is a board that we have to join.
Yeah. And that's something that's very interesting being now as staff, because I do look at it a little bit differently than I did when I was a member. And that has to do with how we're communicating things. NAR, I think, is looked at as this company, right? This institution, and that we are just doing things for the members instead of with the members and collaborating with the members. And so NAR is the members. There's just a staff component that is supporting what the members need. And I think that's a huge disconnect in the story we tell or the story that's told about us by others. NAR is the members.
Well, I think we have heard somewhere that if we're not telling our story, what story is actually getting told?
Correct.
So now that we've got out of an understanding a little bit, say, hey, there's NAR, this is entity. And we say, hey, we represent the members, right? I guess we can't overlook the hurdle that we had this settlement. Now, we're not going to dive into the settlement, but we understand that the settlement is kind of what have brought a lot of this to the surface about what NAR is for us, right? So we don't need to go into the details, but I think that kind of addresses like, hey, we have to have a conversation around what does that actually mean? So why don't we talk a little bit about how, as Director of Training and Broker Services, right? How are you guys evolving in working with and representing the members? We're in a rapidly changing industry, lawsuit aside, is a very fluid time right now. So what is your prime target for that?
So our prime target right now is member engagement. So we have so many programs that are available and members don't know about them. So what we're doing right now is communicating with the members that are engaged to get feedback. What do they need? We're looking at every training program that we have. You know, when you write a course, there is evergreen content and then there is timely content. And we're going back through and updating for the timely content with the feedback from the members. And that is very important right now to hear what those representatives are saying.
Define for me engaged. When you say a member is engaged, mm-hmm. how do the people in the street, how do the everyday agents that belong to the board, what does engagement look like for you, for them?
Great question. So the primary engagement for feedback is through our committees and advisory boards and forums. There are 96 in that group of different committees, if you will. And in that, the committees are comprised of 2,500 members. And these committees can be as small as 13 members. They can be as large as 60 or 100 members that have representation from each state. In addition to those committees and forums, advisory boards, we have the leadership team, which is comprised of members in the field that are elected into the leadership team. There are appointees from the president. We have a board of directors, and the directors are appointed by the state and local associations as a representative for that constituency. And the number is allocated based on the membership in each state or local association. So we are, as staff, we are constantly working with the members that are in the field to bring that information to us. And then we also have relationships with state and local AEs. So the CEO of the local association is working with us as well, because they hear feedback from their engaged members who are on committees, attending classes and those things.
I think when you hear about it broken down that way, and I even just speak from my own personal experience, for my own lack of involvement on a national level, right? I'm very familiar with my local boards and how to be involved with them. I think there's maybe, for lack of a better term, an assumption by the agents that, hey, if I'm involved with my local boards, how is that different from me being involved with NAR? Because NAR is national and maybe doesn't have what I determine to be a local representation. Because are those boards sub-members? But they're really something different.
The local boards? Yes. Yeah, so what we have, it's called the three-way agreement. So the National Association of Realtors, the state associations, and the local associations have a partnership where we all work together, but we're separate entities. So NAR does not own the state associations. The state associations don't own the local associations. They are their own entities that work together towards one goal.
So I could be involved with my local board and either through them or not be involved with NAR.
Yes. And there are many that are. And it's a normal stepping stone to start in the local and then advance to the state or be nominated to a director position. You know, a president or immediate past president of a local association, they're going to be the ones that are likely nominated to a director position because that association's staff has seen the leadership of that elected member.
So if we have clarity locally around what that relationship might look like, I think what we touched on, you say story, that's very easily equated to the value proposition.
Yes.
Right? So if we're talking about the value of the, or my determined value of NAR, outside of saying I can belong, Joe, you're trying to jump in there?
No, I'm not trying to jump in. I think this is actually the question that everybody wants to know, is that like with all the negative Nancy and kind of like, social media pop-offs and things like that of, negative, what does NAR do for me? I think it's a great question that would be awesome to hear from your position, Shannon, is that like, what does NAR do for me and why should I be a member? And I think that like, there's more to it than just lobbying. And I'm a huge, sorry about this. I'm recovering from strep throat from my youngest, the blessings of being a parent, the unforeseen consequences of realizing that your kids become typhoid carriers. But the question that I've been dying to hear from you, Shannon, since we booked this was like, I know the value of NAR because I'm actively involved with NVAR and helping that with client or member engagement because there's a force behind it. With everyone saying, I don't understand the value of my board, why do I join? What is that?
It's a great question. And that is the muddiest thing right now, because like you mentioned, the things that are popping up on social media, or there was something that we had looked at, which was what's going to be the biggest challenge going forward for NAR? And that answer is actually the answer here, which is the misrepresentation in the media. Right. So in addition to simply conveying what we have as value to the members, we are constantly having to go back and overcome misrepresentation to members and to the public of what we do. So the basics, if I was to say a member who joins simply because they want to check that box, right? What do they get? Well, what they get is the advocacy. That is the biggest piece that they get, because it's not just advocating for the members or for agents. It's advocating for property rights, and it's advocating for things that affect the consumer. And so that might affect them as a homeowner, not just as a member. It's affecting them as a homeowner. So that's the basic, right? The strength in numbers, because of when you have the numbers, you can collaborate, you have a bigger voice. If you look at a member who wants to be engaged and wants to know all of the things, it's just like we talked about when we talk about the brokerage value proposition. You get out of it what you want out of it, right? So NAR has financial wellness training. We have safety training. We have regular learning paths. There are more classes and more things you could learn about global real estate. There are referral opportunities within some of these. Like I couldn't even say one thing. Like I could spend an entire day listing everything that's offered, but the member has to have an idea about how that supports their business. Do they want to be a learner? Do they just want to check the box and say, I'm a realtor, instead of saying, I'm a real estate agent?
Yeah, I think, yeah, obviously there's a lot of member benefits, but let me, so we obviously the big component of this, right, is the lobbying side of things, mm-hmm. right? And obviously we've done the lawsuit. What has changed because of the lawsuit as far as our lobbying and our representation affiliated with that?
So our advocacy team is always working on whatever the highest priority items are, right? So they're not changing how much they're working or how much they're communicating. They may be changing the conversation. So when this first came to be, in March, and there were discussions about certain things that were the rule changes, one of the first pieces that was kicked off with advocacy was talking to the VA, because veterans were not going to have the ability for representation in the way that they expect. And that was a huge hurdle. And so our advocacy team was there at the VA, talking to the partners, talking to the leadership that they have built relationships with over the years, to say, look, this is the impact, and we need your help to protect the veterans.
I mean, I think when I look at that, that's the members. So when we're talking about membership, I think most people will affiliate that with, hey, this is supposed to be my representation, my lobbying arm to protect mm-hmm. our industry and my livelihood. In real mm-hmm. estate. And unfortunately, because of this, a lot of people have some disillusions of what that actually does now look like. And I understand you're kind of in a tough spot of trying to build that back up again and through the, you're telling your story. But I don't know, but I'm assuming there are changes in membership enrollment, right? What is somebody losing if they're not affiliated with NAR?
Well, they're losing a voice in the advocacy piece. What they're losing is the ability to collaborate, to actually have the code of ethics be something that, I mean, they might say that they're going to abide by everything in the code of ethics, but they don't have that opportunity with someone else they're working with, right? And that might be looked at not as favorable by other members that are going to work with them. They want to work with like-minded, and the code of ethics really brings that up. It really elevates the level of service that we have. And I think that that is something that has to be considered while you individually might still work in it. If that becomes the trend, then everybody's out working under the different set of expectations.
Well, and also to a degree, and I get that from realtor to realtor, member to realtor, however you want to phrase that. The question is, do the consumers understand the value of that code of ethics and the difference mm-hmm. to somebody that is not required mm-hmm. to those standards?
Right. And they don't right now. They don't. And that is something that we are working on, is communicating the value to consumers of working with a member of NAR versus not, right? What additional training do they have? What additional training do they have access to? That is very important to have the consumer understand what that value is.
How do we tell that story?
Well, first we tell the members, right? And the members can communicate that to their potential clients, to past clients, to their sphere. If they understand it, then they can convey it. We also have a consumer advertising campaign. Another piece of misinformation that I have seen is related to what our dues are. And there's a lot that's been out there about our dues plus a special assessment, and members thinking that that special assessment has to do with the settlement, and it does not. The dues are $156 per member for this year and for 2025, and there's a $45 assessment that's on that. That's for the consumer advertising campaign. It is not for the settlement. That was in place already, and so it's just not changing. And that's something that we have been working on, is that consumer advertising campaign. So it's the reticular activator, right? Like somebody who's heard from a friend who's a realtor member, or a client who's speaking to their agent, then they see something from the national campaign and they're like, okay, now it's sinking in, right? Now we're understanding.
Yeah, and truth be told, I think for the first time ever, and maybe that's the reticular activator or the heightened level of awareness of what's happening, I'm seeing and noticing commercials that mm-hmm. I hadn't seen before.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there are more right now. There is definitely more of a push to the consumer. And right now, I will say we have not seen the attrition in membership numbers that may be misrepresented, right? That, oh, all of these people are leaving NAR. There's always attrition. And we have not seen the attrition that was projected for just a regular year so far this year.
And I was going to ask that. So I guess my question in that is twofold. If you're not seeing the reduction in members as maybe predicted or forecasted or talked about, mm-hmm. is there a growing variant between hey, that was expected because those are the amount of people that get out of the industry altogether. So there's that attrition. What does it look like against attrition of those that are still licensed, but just no longer a member?
Right. And we haven't seen the numbers yet with those that are still licensed that are leaving. There is normal attrition, right? But mm-hmm. not even at the number that we expected for those that are retiring, selling their business, going into some other field. We've also seen members join. So there are still members that are becoming licensed, joining the associations, coming on board with us.